Hi, this is a discussion for Carla Mathis, CARRAMTHIS, Carla Mathis. Date of birth 1/1980, of accident 16/2001, date of service is 1/14/2022, history of presenting illness. Ms. Carla Mathis is here for an evaluation for follow-up visit. She was initially seen on 14/2001, missed a visit for last month for 12/21/2021. The patient allegedly is a victim of an auto accident where she was rear-ended in a vehicle accident on 11/16/2021, and she was traveling as a driver, restrained, and leading to dizziness, loss of breath, loss of equilibrium, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiculopathy to right arm, involving first, second, third finger, as numbness, as well as left buttock, and front of the right thigh in L4 and L3 nerve distribution, and left buttock is in S1, S2 dermatome, but it doesn't go below the buttock line. Patient also has a pain on lifting the right shoulder beyond 100 degrees. She also reports that she could not do physical therapy last week, and she has a lot of pain in the right hip as well. Her dizziness and loss of balance is increasing, and brain is feeling foggy. She reports that her pain is not being controlled by the current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine, and she needs an increased dose in pain medication. She is feeling dizzy and she has a headache. And she also has fogging of memory, loss of balance, which has gotten worse, and she needs to wear glasses constantly. And she has reported that her pain level lower back is slightly less to 4, but mid back pain and upper back pain is around 8. Percent pain is relieved so far with the current therapy medication, and her heels are not significantly affected. In the system review, patient is continuing issues with the headaches and vision disturbances and with the dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, tension, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient has issues with the neck weakness, lower back stiffness, numbness, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, encounter bowel, stomach pain in the stool, or trouble sleeping. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urinating, or bloody urine. Respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, has been coughing, short breath. 30 days, patient reports her pain level has improved. And there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No, the trauma is reported. The patient is on Tylenol number 3 currently. And substance abuse, none is being reported. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical exam reveals blood pressure at 66 over 115. Pulse is 86. Pulse ox is 100. The rest physical examination is identical to the previous set of 12/14/2021, dictation number 1220-010 and also 120-002. Kindly include general review, musculoskeleton examination, and the extremities examination only. The examination of the right hip is completely normal, no tenderness located, and no sign of any contusion, laceration, or any T tenderness. The alignment is good. Flexion 140 degrees. External internal rotation is 40 degrees. The motor strength is good. The leg length discrepancy is not present. Log roll, LE test, Thomas test negative. Trendelenburg's test negative. Petrick sign is negative. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue with the medications, naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night, Scalexin 800 to 3 times a day. Antibodies provided 25 mg for dizziness, Voltaren gel 3% 200 gram for pain relief topically, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, 30 day supply, Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets, and Norco 7.5-325 every 12 hours for 15 days are provided. And the patient will continue therapy at 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as shoulder, hip, and the MRI for brain with NeuroQuant study is being ordered to identify the damage to the brain. An MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine is being ordered to identify the issues with the spine pathology so that an appropriate appropriate treatment plan can be instituted. The patient will remain disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation. Thank you.